I really would just this morning just like to give a very brief, maybe even simple perspective on Rosh Hashanah. Just, you know, it's sometimes confusing, sometimes upsetting, sometimes unnerving, but what's it really all about? Now, we know most of the details, but I'd like to just share with you just a paragraph from the Sefer HaChinuch. It's one of the great Rishonim who explains what is this Chag, this Yontif, this Moed, he calls it, of Rosh Hashanah. And he says that Rosh Hashanah represents Hashem's great chesed, Hashem's great kindness to the Klal Yisrael. Because he created a world where he gave us opportunity. The only opportunity to really get something and deserve it is to earn it. And we work on making ourselves better people. And in that way, Hashem can justify giving us all kinds of rewards, because only if we work do those rewards mean anything. When you get something for nothing, you don't appreciate it. It's embarrassing. I didn't deserve it. I didn't earn it. It's really not mine. And therefore, Hashem created a system where we can earn all of the kindness that He wishes to give us. Well, Rosh Hashanah represents an aspect of that kindness. Because if He would judge us every 5 years, every 10 years, to see how much He owes us, to make a cheshbon, to figure out how much we're owed, and so forth, 20 years, 30 years, maybe at the end of our lives, we'd never make it. Because the piles of our mistakes and our averus and our shortcomings would be so high that there'd be nothing we could do about it. So instead, He judges the world once a year on the anniversary of creation on Rosh Hashanah. But He doesn't just judge the world on Rosh Hashanah. He teaches us so many secrets as to how to come out ahead in that judgment. And that's basically what happens on Rosh Hashanah. He tells us that there's a mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar. Tkiyah Shofar reminds us of Akedas Yitzchok, which was the greatest zchus that a person could have, that Hashem just promised Avraham Avinu, that Yitzchok will be the one to carry on His message to the world. And then He tells him, it's time to shecht him. Bring him up as a korban, and we're going to kill him. You just told me yesterday that he's going to be the one to continue my legacy. And now you say, Halel Oila. And Avraham Avinu didn't question, didn't hesitate, didn't think twice. Hashem says, and I do. And we invoke that zchus. And the Sefer HaChinuch in another place, in the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar B'Yovel, on Yom Kippur of Yovel, he says that the Shofar on Rosh Hashanah gives us an opportunity. When we think of Akedas Yitzchok, we should picture ourselves as willing to do such an act of sacrifice, being so loyal to Hashem. He says, and that is a schus that can help us, that can turn around the din on Rosh Hashanah in our favor. He gives us something else, as in the Shofar. He says, the Chinuch says, that the Kol Shofar, the Trua, the crying, breaking, piercing sounds are to waken us up and to give us a picture and to say, break the back of that Yetzer Hara. What's our biggest problem in life? The biggest problem in doing what's right is the temptation to do wrong. Wrong is so tempting. Some things, it's the way they look. Some things, it's what we hear. But there's always temptation. We're surrounded by temptation. And the Shofar, that broken coal, that trua, reminds us, break that Yetzirah. Take back control of your own life. Make decisions not based on passionate desire that draws you in every wrong direction. Think. Take control. Don't let that Yetzer Hara rule your life. And these are two pieces of advice which can go so far in helping us and to succeed in this Rosh Hashanah judgment. But the truth of the matter is, it's really a day of Yontif. He calls it one of the Mo'adei Hashanah, just like Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. Because we celebrate Hashem's kindness. We celebrate the fact that not only does He judge us, He judges us as a loving Father. He judges us with such care, with such love, with such kindness, with such willingness to overlook and to forgive. He taught us a secret which we perform every day in the Slichos, when we say the Yud Gimel Midos Hashem Hashem Kel Rachum Mechanun. He made a pact with Moshe Rabbeinu, and He taught him how to do it. When Klal Yisrael will do this Seder of the Yud Gimel Midos, then they will not be turned away empty-handed. He gave us tools. He gave us tricks. He gave us advantages, all that He should be able to judge us favorably. And the very fact that He revealed to us the Day of Judgment. You know, in the world, they don't know what the Day of Judgment is. And New Year's is a day for partying. No, the New Year is the day that Hashem judges the world. And we know when that day is. And that in itself is a tremendous chesed. Because we know what time. Imagine if there was a judgment that you had, but they didn't inform you when the judgment is. You couldn't do anything to prepare. You couldn't do anything to defend yourself. You couldn't even hire a lawyer because you don't know when it is. We know every year. We know when it is. We know what to do. We know what we have to do. And we can do it. And therefore, I think that as we go into Rosh Hashanah, we should appreciate what an opportunity it is. Yeah, maybe a little burden. You know, it's hard. It's many hours in shul. It's a lot of stuff to say. And some of it gets us a little bit nervous. That's true. But ultimately, it's an opportunity. It's an opportunity to turn to Hashem and to realize that we want to change. We want to involve Him more in our lives. We want this year should be better than the next year. Somebody once said that Rosh Hashanah would be so much more powerful if everything that happened last year, everything, good and bad, all happened the day after Rosh Hashanah. Wow! Look what Rosh Hashanah does. Look how much is accomplished. Look how much is gained. Look how much is lost. But it's spread out during the year, so we don't connect it with Rosh Hashanah. But Rosh Hashanah and finalizing it on Yom Kippur is the time when everything that happens is decided. And therefore, we have to realize it's a unique opportunity that we should take advantage of. So I hope, you know, whatever extent that we can take advantage to appreciate it, not to look at the burden, rather to look at the privilege. I feel very privileged that we know Ashrei ho'om, the Pasuk says, Yoidei Seruah. Happy are the people that know the secret of the Truah. Because that shofar is such a schus for us. It can inspire us to change. And it could evoke memories of such greatness of our Ovos, Avraham Avinu, the Klal Yisrael that stood by Har Sinai. And therefore that's a schus for us. And Hashem should help that this year should bring for all of us and for all of Klal Yisrael so much brocha, so much hatzlocha, so much nachas, so many refuahs, so many people that need a refuah. We should be zeicha that this should be a year where we soar higher and higher and higher in our connection to Hashem and to be able to reap all of the benefits that come from such a close relationship.